morning. Welcome to the Community Calendar. I'm Jazzy, and my guest this morning is Georgia Barnes and Pamela Ajayi. How are you?
Doing fine.
Thank you both for coming in today. I wanted to talk to you about the 5th Annual Alice Givens Jones Foundation Scholarship Luncheon. You have it coming up on August 17th, and it is from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 at the Nilo Building in Las Colinas. 1001 West Royal Lane in Irving, if you want to come out. Tell me about the event and why you put it together.
Our annual scholarship luncheon is our signature event, and it just makes for a great time. All of our supporters are actually able to come out and meet the AGJF scholars and see them receive their scholarships. Our 5th annual scholarship luncheon will be Saturday, August 17th at the Nilo Hotel in Las Colinas. We will have our recipients accepting their scholarships, and we'll have live entertainment as well as a delicious lunch, and no one will go away empty-handed.
What kind of live entertainment are you going to have?
We are going to actually have a guitarist, and we also have some spoken word, and then, of course, our keynote speaker.
The money raised for this event, how is it going to benefit the community?
Well, 100% of the proceeds actually go directly to the scholars, so they are able to use the money for whatever they would like, and it's a great organization.
Tell me a little bit about the Alice Givens Foundation and why the foundation was created. Because some people may not know about the organization.
Yes, Jazzy. Alice Givens Jones was my mother. I'm Pamela Ajayi, and we founded it on her vision to keep her legacy alive. My mother was a nurse, and she lost her vision in 1994 from complication of diabetes. So her immediate response, quite naturally, she went through depression because blindness is just not an individual problem. Usually it affects the whole family as a whole. Mm-hmm. So me being her only child, I tried to be her eyes, and that definitely didn't work. So in doing that, she and I would talk for long hours, and her main concern was that I've had a good life. I've seen you grown. I've seen your children. So what about the young people, some people born without sight, mm-hmm. or some people that lose their sight early? So her main vision at that point was to make sure that the young people were noted and really celebrated, because she knew the challenges that she had as a sighted person in college. So imagine, she was just saying, imagine if I was blind trying to make a career or a family for myself. Mm-hmm. So upon her death in 2008, we created the Alice Givens Jones Foundation. And since then, we've really met a lot of wonderful people from the high school. Was our main passion was to get seniors going from high school to a higher education for us to celebrate them. But in our 5th year, we've really come, that's still our main focus. But even this year, we have a PhD candidate that we're going to grant a scholarship to.
How does being visually impaired affect you when you're trying to learn?
Blind students and blind of any caliber, they use assistive devices, and usually they have magnifying glasses. And you say, well, why would they need a magnifying glass? They're blind. Mm-hmm. Well, blindness has different stages. Oh, so okay. Some people who are legally blind can drive a car. So when you think of blindness, we use our luncheon as a platform so people can be able to see the different levels of blindness. Because mm-hmm. before my mother went blind, I knew nothing of blindness like I do now. I've been in the blind community over 20 years now. But to see a blind person, the first time I ever saw them reading, I was like, well, how are they reading? They're blind. Mm-hmm. But it's not, blindness doesn't mean total darkness, even though most people associate that with blindness.
Right. So a lot of people need to be educated on the disease of blindness.
Disease of blindness.
Myself included.
Yes.
Because when I do think of people that are blind, I think they can't see at all. And
that's
they have
right.
to use Braille. And at what point are you considered legally blind?
Well, you know, the normal vision is 20/20 as we think of it. But a blind person is usually like 200 over 200. So they add another zero for their vision to consider to be legally blind. They have stages in between there. Between 20/20, which is our normal sight, and the people who drive cars, they're normally like maybe 40 over 80 or so.
Oh, okay, because mm-hmm. I know I can't see. I have contacts in now.
Yeah.
And I do know how young kids, when they can't see at an early age, because even I was kind of affected, because my vision was fine when I was younger. I was about 20/20, but when I had to start looking at the board, probably around 3rd or 4th grade, and I started squinting a little bit more, and I couldn't really read it, and I didn't want to say, I can't see that.
Right.
I would just do other things.
Right, and that's what's really nice about our luncheon, is because you learn so much, because you get a chance to hear the recipients speak, and they normally start off with with why they're blind. Some mm-hmm. of them maybe got oxygen as a baby. Some of them could see perfectly and maybe had an eye injury. Mm-hmm. But the most common reason for people to have blindness is diabetes. Very common. Mm-hmm. And glaucoma in older people. They have cataracts and they don't get them corrected or removed, and so then they end up being blind.
Oh, that's very mm-hmm. interesting.
So we really want people to know that some blindness can be prevented. People don't want to admit when they can't see because mm-hmm. they think it's a point against them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love the fact that I've seen a blind MD, and I thought that was wonder. I couldn't believe it. And he explained how he had a device that showed him how when blood went through the system, he could tell your blood pressure. Hmm. And he had to literally, he tells a good joke about how he had to deliver the baby. Because part of being an MD, you have to go through every curriculum. And he had to literally deliver a baby. And he said, can you imagine me being blind trying to catch a baby?
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yes, and the woman that let her deliver the baby. Like, can you see my baby coming out?
Well, believe me, after meeting him, I would let him deliver my baby. I don't know about heart surgery, but he could definitely deliver my baby for me. He was amazing, amazing.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful event. And again, I'm speaking with Georgia and Pamela. They have an event coming up. It's the 5th Annual Alice Givens Jones Foundation. It's a scholarship luncheon. And of course, we'd love for everyone to come out. It's August 17th, and it's at the Nilo in Las Colinas, 100 West Royal Lane. And if you want to sign up or help donate, you can at 214-274-6111, or you can send an email to info@aggfoundation.org. I wanted to speak to you a little bit more because I'm sure a lot of people are listening and they have kids and kind of want to touch more on the blindness of it. If you have a child that is blind, as a parent, what can you do to help them strive and be better educationally and just speaking up so you know their battles that they have?
I'm glad you asked that, Jazzy. That's one of the questions that we always trying to address at our luncheon. But on our website, we have other ways of assisting and helping people to find out the avenues they need to go. Because when my mom went blind, like I said, she was grown, she was a nurse, she had a life. Can you imagine your child not being able to see and you just like stumped? So they have DARS, and also the Lighthouse for the Blind is a good place to start because they are sort of like in, especially in Dallas and in North Texas, mm-hmm. they're like the premier of all blindness. You go to the Lighthouse for the Blind and they have all kind of avenues. But from that point, if I had a child that had any kind of visual disability, I would start there and they can direct you to so many resources.
Is it expensive to care for a child that's blind?
Very much so, because that's one of the problems that students face, even the older ones that we have going from high school to college. Sometimes they can be almost 2 weeks later before they can receive audio or braille, mm-hmm. because most things that they need to use is translated into audio cassette or DVD now, and also braille. So when you have a child that's usually they're prepared for the younger ones, but every day they're coming out with new devices to help them, but usually they try to do it through audio mm-hmm. so you can listen. But some kids that are born blind are sometimes usually have hearing impairment as well. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like Helen Keller where you're deaf and blind mm-hmm. and you're still able to function. And so they do everything that a sighted mm-hmm. person can do. They just do it a little differently. So the sooner you can get your child the help from the blind community. Like I said, I tried to be my mother's eyes, and that doesn't work. And I know as a mother, the first thing you want to do is be your child's eyes. Mm-hmm. And your child has to be able to function on his own.
At some point, you have to let go.
You have to let go.
Ooh, that's hard.
And my mother, she went to Austin. They have a school for the blind also, Crisco. And she thought I was throwing her away, and she was so depressed. Mm-hmm. But when she went to Crisco, I would call on the phone, and she'd be, my mother's never swam, was scared to death of water. She's in the swimming pool at Crisco. That's how much her confidence was built up. And I'd call her. She had called a cab to go to a movie. And when she came back, I had to literally catch up with my mom when she got back.
She was too busy for you.
She was too busy for me. She had the independence and the confidence even more so, I think, before she lost her sight.
I don't need you no more.
First, she was gripping me, and I was her eyes. We our legs moved together. Then finally, it was like, where are you going? And she would be gone.
That's wonderful. You know, I want to talk about your scholarship that you offer. How can a parent sign their kid up or an adult sign up for your scholarship? What are the qualifications?
Thank you. One of the main things about us, the first and foremost, is that you're blind. And like I said, there's different levels of blindness. Don't feel like because you don't have a walking cane. They have things called ID canes where they can see, but they use the cane so people will know that they're visually impaired. So the first thing is that your doctor has considered you to be legally blind. And then after we get that, you only need a 2.5. And I say only because 2.5 may seem only, but for a person with any kind of disability, that's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, even for people who can see, that's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. So a 2.5 grade average show that you are in school or you're seeking and have an acceptance letter that say that you're going to enter into school. It doesn't have to be a university, but it can be a trade school. Any kind of higher education we support. So mm-hmm. the main thing is that you're legally blind, certified by a doctor, that you have a 2.5, and that you also have a letter saying that you've been accepted to a school. And we really look for leadership qualities because just like in any community, some people do well, some don't. Right. So we just don't say, okay, you're blind and you don't want to do anything, so come see us. No, we want to encourage you and boost you to, you know, do the best you can.
Mm-hmm. What's your website if they would like to sign up or get some more information about that?
Our website is aggfoundation.org. It's my mother's initials, Alice Givens Jones Foundation.
Are you looking for any volunteers for your luncheon that you're having?
Yes, actually we are. We always are accepting volunteers. And you can find the volunteer form on our website, mm-hmm. aggfoundation.org, mm-hmm. because we always need assistance. We run solely on volunteers because, as I said before, at 100% of our proceeds do benefit our scholars. So we're constantly looking for people to help out, and they can help through making calls, being a sighted guide, transportation, however mm-hmm. they would like to give, we would give them an avenue to do that.
And they can go to the website to sign up or reach out to you?
Yes.
Before I let you go, can you tell me about the Day of Giving?
The Day of Giving is Channel 8. On September the 19th, they pair up with all of the charities in North Texas. I mean, there's a ton of us, but thank God, Alice Givens Jones is a part of that this year. And on September the 19th, they will spend one whole day for people just to give. And if you give $25 plus, they will match it dollar for dollar. Now, of course, every dollar counts. So if you only have $10 or a dollar, please give it to our organization, the Alice Givens Jones Foundation. Mm-hmm. But Channel 8 on September the 19th, they will spend the whole day with these people just giving to charities and foundations. And if you want more information on that, come to our website, aggfoundation.org.
The great thing about the luncheon is after you leave, you cannot make any excuses because, as we said before, we're giving a scholarship to a PhD student as well as many other college students who have 3.5s, 4.0 GPAs, and just outstanding students. And if they can do it blind, you can do anything. And so it's very inspiring, and you definitely leave encouraged.
And the luncheon is the 5th Annual Alice Givens Jones Foundation Scholarship Luncheon. It's going to be August 17th from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Nilo Building in Las Colinas, 1001 West Royal Lane in Irving, Texas. If you would like to send an email to Pamela or Georgia, you can at info@aggfoundation.org, or you can give them a call at 214-274-6111. Thank you again for coming in and talking to me about this organization.